Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the Commissioner Lara and Senator McGuire Homeowners Insurance Teletown Hall. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. And as a reminder, today's call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the call over to our host, Senator Mike McGuire. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, well, good evening, Carrie. Thank you so much for all of your help tonight. We are well over 1,500 folks. We know that more are going to be joining here shortly. We appreciate your patience as we open up more lines. There's a lot of interest in tonight's town hall. I want to say welcome and thank you for joining our telephone town hall on wildfire preparedness and insurance. Again, my name is Mike McGuire, and I'm honored to work with you as senator here in the North Bay. And I got to tell you, we are so incredibly grateful to partner in this town hall with California's Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara. We're going to hear from Commissioner Lara in just a few moments, but we truly appreciate his advocacy on behalf of Northern California. Look, I think we can all be honest tonight. The last 3 months have been incredibly challenging, to say the least. The coronavirus has impacted so many in this state and taken the lives of over 110,000 across America. And the financial fallout has been devastating to so many. And now fire season is upon us, and the memories of the North Bay firestorm are still incredibly raw. And what this country witnessed in Minneapolis 2 weeks ago, with the despicable act of those police officers murdering George Floyd, has highlighted the injustice that runs rampant in our society. I believe that this nation is at a fork in the road when it comes to race and equality. We can dedicate ourselves to justice for all, or we can move forward with our lives as usual. And I think that most of us, I know I am, a firm believer, the latter is simply unacceptable. And as we gather this evening to talk about preparing our families and preparing our communities for fire season, I hope we can show just as much dedication to social justice and equal pay for equal work and expanding access to high-quality education and eradicating the stain of racism on this nation. Now, the most important part of tonight is going to be answering your questions, and we want to say thank you. We have received hundreds of questions tonight. We're going to be getting to them in just a few moments. But before we do, and before we get into the town hall, I'd like to be able to make some brief opening remarks. Over the last few years, tens of thousands of Californians have lost their homes in the devastating wildfires. Because of this, emergency preparedness and fire prevention has now become part of our lives. And though we're living through a pandemic at the moment, we have to keep looking forward, preparing for the wildfire season. And while California is investing record resources into wildfire response and prevention, we know there's a lot more work ahead. And since the wildfires have hit our communities, thousands of our neighbors are also struggling to keep their residential insurance policies in place. Several insurance companies, even if they had a relationship with the homeowner for decades, have begun to non-renew home insurance policies based off of what they perceive as a higher risk. And that's why we're so appreciative the insurance commissioner is with us tonight. He's going to be talking about his actions and that of the department and what they're doing to keep policies in place for homeowners. Tonight, you're going to hear directly from Commissioner Ricardo Lara. He's going to talk about non-renewal issues and the potential long-term solutions to wildfire insurance challenges. And we're also grateful to have with us tonight the Marin County Fire Chief, Jason Weber, and Santa Rosa Fire Chief, Tony Gosner. They're going to brief us on fire preparedness and resources for homeowners, lessons learned from the 2017 firestorm, and best tools to protect your home from the risk of wildfires. All right, let's get into our town hall. We're now going to turn the floor over to Commissioner Lara for his full briefing. And before we do, I just want to say this. Commissioner Lara has been with us through the fires. He's been with us through the recovery. And now he's with us through the rebuild. And we want to say thank you for his incredible advocacy on behalf of the North Bay and Northern California. We're going to turn the floor over to Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara. Mr. Lara, good evening, and thank you for your partnership on tonight's town hall.
No, thank you, Senator McGuire. It's great to be here with you all through the telephone, and hopefully we can see each other soon. To the fire chiefs as well, thank you for taking time as we, you know, continue to address ongoing issues in California that are, you know, imperative for the not only survival of so many of our communities, but to our economic prosperity in the future. You know, I'm happy to join you once again to give you and our constituents an update on the work we have been doing on their behalf The fires that have erupted already over the past week are just another reminder that wildfire season is already here, whether we're ready for it or not. CAL FIRE and other agencies have responded to the 8 fires over the past week, including the Gulch Lakeview fires here in Sonoma County. And if, you know, if we have other wildfire, if we have another wildfire season that damages and destroys homes and businesses, my department will once again be there to help all of us recover. Following the Tubbs fire in 2017 and the Guerneville flood and the Kincade fire last year, my department joined the local assistance centers to help people with their insurance needs. We also organized various insurance workshops where we met one-on-one with wildfire survivors following the Tubbs fire. And you know, even before my election as insurance commissioner in 2018, supporting legislation to expand the rights of wildfire survivors as a member of the California Senate, along with my former colleague, Senator McGuire. You might remember I authored SB 824, which gives protection against insurance non-renewals to everyone living in or near the perimeter of a declared wildfire emergency. Last year, we put that law into effect for the first time, and I'm proud to say that more than 1 million homes are being protected until December 2020 from non-renewals, including nearly 140,000 policies in 29 Sonoma zip codes. You can find the whole list of the zip codes that are covered in our website at insurance.ca.gov. I've also called on insurance companies to extend time limits for paying insurance benefits beyond what the law requires, as many still have not been able to rebuild from the Tubbs fire due to delays beyond our control. And we all know that this pandemic is exacerbating this complication in terms of allowing people to continue to rebuild. As directed by AB 1875, in 2018, California Department of Insurance has created a homeowners insurance finder tool that can direct consumers to companies that are writing policies in their area, and that's also on our website at insurance.ca.gov. Also, the homeowners insurance finder does not guarantee that the homeowner can find coverage, since companies may decline to write individual homes based on their particular characteristics or location, even if they write policies in the general area. This is especially true for those folks that are living in areas with wildfire risk. The Department of Insurance will continue to work with the legislature to promote home hardening and other strategies to make insurance available and affordable for all of us. In closing, before we jump into your questions about wildfire, I would be remiss not to mention several actions I have taken to protect policyholders during the COVID pandemic. Because of the stay-at-home orders from our governor, we have seen fewer accidents on the road and fewer insurance losses at our businesses. So I ordered insurance companies to return a portion of premiums to businesses and drivers affected by the COVID-19 pandemic for the month of March, April, and May. You should not have to do absolutely anything to receive those refunds, and the insurance companies must provide this relief as soon as possible. This really builds upon the action I took to request insurance companies to give consumers a grace period to pay premiums through at least July 14th. Many insurance companies have honored that request by offering flexibility to consumers and businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. And so if you're having trouble paying your insurance premium, please call your insurance company and ask them for this grace period. And many of them are doing that, especially for our businesses that continue to suffer to keep the doors open. We understand you're going to need some time to be able to recoup some of those losses, and so that'll help you again. My order will put some money back into Californians' pockets and help businesses try to, maneuver through this difficult time and allow them to keep their doors open. I encourage everyone to contact the Department of Insurance at 1-800-927-4357 or by visiting our website at insurance.ca.gov. If you have any questions in regards to these measures, or if you want one of our insurance experts to help review your insurance coverage, the time is now. Let's not wait until, you know, the next big fire. Let's go through and walk through your insurance policy, see what your coverage is, see what your rights are, so that we understand exactly what your insurance needs are going to be. And we have live folks at the 1-800 number, our insurance experts, who are there to help you in any language you like, Monday through Friday. And, you know, I encourage you to reach out to us. Everybody in my department, for the most part, is teleworking, and so they're ready to assist you. Don't hesitate to call us. We know that for our business owners, a lot of our insurance is complicated, and, you know, you want to keep your business open, and that's your primary focus. We can help guide you through what your insurance needs are going to be moving forward. And for our consumers, if we have any question regarding your policies, please call us, and we'll help walk through some of the questions you might have. Thank you again, Senator McGuire. Look forward to answering the questions tonight, and thank you to our constituents up in Northern California who are staying safe and doing everything they can to protect themselves and their properties. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Commissioner. We're going to be hearing more from Commissioner Lara in just a few moments. We have a lot of questions that are coming in for the Commissioner, and he'll be ready to answer them here shortly. We're now going to be going to the two fire chiefs who are with us tonight. That's Marin County Fire Chief Jason Weber and the Chief of Santa Rosa Fire. His name is Tony Gosner. We're going to be hearing from them about what has changed and what we've learned since the 2017 North Bay firestorm. What's their prediction for this year's fire season in both Marin and Sonoma counties? They're going to provide some best tools to protect our homes from the risk of wildfire. And then they're also going to be talking about vegetation management programs that are available in the North Bay. So without further ado, we're going to turn it over first to the Chief of Marin County Fire. His name is Jason Weber. Chief, you have 4 minutes. I'll give you a 30-second prompt. Thank you so much for your hard work, and we welcome you to the town hall.
Yeah, I'll start by thanking Commissioner Lara and Senator McGuire. Both have tremendous energy and have poured it into the North Bay and all of our constituents, and we all owe them a great deal of gratitude. After the 2017 fires in the North Bay, Marin County Board of Supervisors established a lessons learned committee that looked at the fires across the north side of the state that fall, and what we could do to hopefully change that from ever occurring here in Marin. Over 60 recommendations were made by that committee. Many of them were accomplished with existing resources, but we recognized that we needed to do more. In March, overwhelmingly, the voters supported Measure C, which was an assessment to provide the resources necessary to carry out this holistic approach to wildfire prevention. That's just getting kicked off, and a lot of energy going into that. It's very exciting. Some of the recommendations that came out of that were five predominant areas. One is vegetation management, wildfire detection and evacuation improvements, grants, public education, defensible space evaluations. What I have to emphasize is how important it is to have a partnership with the community you serve. The fire agencies can't do this alone. We're not going to fix this problem with a single solution. This is going to take everybody working together across the entire region really to change this. We've changed the ecosystem by taking fire out because we've moved into the wildlands. We have to replace that with something, and that something is a holistic approach to wildfire prevention. So, you know, being that we have a lot of folks' attention here on the phone tonight, we want to talk about some of these important pieces that are out there. One of them is home hardening. How do you protect your home from an ember shower? And most homes burn not from a fire front, but from the embers that are raining down and getting stuck on doormats, on vegetation that's adjacent to the house, especially pyrophytic vegetation, on roofs that are combustible, in gutters that haven't been cleaned. A lot of this is maintenance. It doesn't require a ton of money, but it does require the knowledge to go out and do that. I encourage people to visit firesafemarin.org. No matter what county you live in, FireSafe Marin is a resource for some of that. Additionally, Marin Wildfire Prevention Authority, the new authority created by the tax measure that was passed, is another resource for folks in both counties to visit and gain some of this information. Next is defensible space evaluations. We're sending people out to your house. They're not there to put a hammer down on you. They really are there as a resource for you to make the right choices around home hardening and defensible space around your house. We know that first 5 feet is the most critical, and the importance as you move out to 30 feet and 100 feet is also important. They're there to guide you through that. Most fire agencies are available to do this. You can reach out to your local fire agency for that help. Our alert and warning systems, people need to sign up. And Chief Gosner is going to talk a little bit about what you can do in Sonoma County. In Marin County, it's Alert Marin through the Marin County Sheriff's OES. Critically important that you're signed up on there. We get the numbers for landlines, but there are less and less landlines available. So if you're on cell phones and other items, it's critical that you sign up on that. What can you do to prepare for this season? Get out and make your home fire safe. It's a good opportunity with the shelter in place to fill the green waste bins. A lot of it just requires general maintenance around your house, cleaning up dead branches and trees, et cetera. We're going to talk a little bit today with some of the answers about sheltering and what we're doing as a fire service to prepare for this coming fire season. We know that when we do issue evacuation warnings, we're going to need more shelters because people are going to have to spread out, social distancing, et cetera. So, again, just want to close with thanking the senator, the commissioner, for this opportunity tonight, and look forward to the questions.
Thank you so much. That's Chief Weber, Chief of Marin County Fire. We're grateful. Questions, comments coming up here in just a few moments. Last but not least, we're going to be hearing from the fire chief from the city of Santa Rosa. His name is Tony Gosner. Chief Gosner was on the front lines during the North Bay firestorm. We're grateful for his work. He has 4 minutes. He's going to be giving us an overview about best tools to protect our neighborhood and homes, and also what vegetation management programs are available out in the community. Chief Gosner, the floor is yours, and we welcome you to the town hall.
Oh, thank you, Senator McGuire and Commissioner Lara. I really appreciate the opportunity for this. Yeah, 2017, we learned a lot, right? We all know fire does an extreme amount of damage on some of these larger fires, and that's exactly what we experienced in 2017. The speed and as the speed of the fire and how far it traveled in such a short amount of time was both eye-opening to all of us and our community, and it really was a difficult night to kind of wrap our arms around. I will tell you that now at this point we have over 40 cameras in the North Bay that allow us to pinpoint areas, so when a fire comes in we're able to train the camera into that area and to see if there's smoke. We use it a number of times over the last week in the Lakeville area and in the Sonoma Valley area as well. So on top of that, SoCo Alert. I cannot express how important it is to sign up for SoCo Alert if you live in Sonoma County. This will call your cell phone. It will also do reverse 911 to your home lines, but it's important for you to go to SoCoAlert.com and sign up. That is one of the ways that we are going to contact you in Sonoma County, and that's all of Sonoma County, not just Santa Rosa. Also, there's WEA. WEA was not used in 2017, but it is being used widely now in Sonoma County, and last year we used it a number of times for the Kincade Fire and some other emergencies that we experienced. Chief Weber talked about vegetation management. Very important that everyone gets out, cuts their annual grasses. They limb up their bushes and their trees, and they remove those ladder fuels. It is work out in the yard. You can do it yourself. You can hire it out. But it is very important to make sure that you do this. This is one of those things that, while it won't put the fire out, what it does is it slows the fire down so we as the fire department can get there and put it out. I will tell you that defensible space, like Chief Weber spoke about, not only in the vegetation management, but defensible space. In California, we're experiencing, or we're going into another drought, and everyone likes to plant drought-tolerant plants, which is great. The problem with that, if you plant them too close to the house, those plants contain a lot of oils and waxes. That's how they're able to survive the drought, and they burn very, very well. So we don't want those plants anywhere near the house. You want to keep that 3 to 5 feet of hardscape around the house to allow us to do our job if there is a fire. One of the things that you can do is go to Fire Safe Sonoma And that also, like FireSafe Marin, we have a lot of tips and things you can do to protect your home, whether it's ember-resistant vents. It talks about cleaning gutters. It talks about the types of plants, the types of roofs that you need to use to protect your home in the wildland-urban interface. Wood fences. Everyone has a wood fence, and a lot of them have wood gates. We recommend that you replace the wood gates with metal gates, so if the fence burns, it doesn't burn under the eaves of the house and get into the attic. And some other things to pay attention to is local weather patterns. You know where you live, and you know your local weather patterns. So when there's a red flag, generally, when there's a red flag warning, generally the weather is coming from the opposite direction. It's coming with greater speed, and it's very warm. Last year in Sonoma County, we had, I think, 12 red flag warnings, and three or four of those events had extremely high winds, which is not typical for our area, but we are experiencing more and more as we move on. Simple things. Make sure your car is fueled. Make sure you are your phone is charged. Make sure you're signed up to receive alerts. And if you get the phone call to go, we need you to have your go bag ready with your anything you need, medications, important papers. And in today's world, COVID-19, bring your mask and evacuate when it's ready. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Mr. McGuire.
Hey, thank you so much, Chief. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be getting to your questions. We want to say thank you. We've had literally hundreds of folks join us. We had to open up more lines here tonight. We've had such an overwhelming response, and we want to say thank you to everyone's patience, and we are so grateful that you're with us tonight at our Fire Preparedness and Insurance Town Hall with Commissioner Ricardo Lara. We're going to be going to our first questions, and this first question is going to be for Chief Gosner with Santa Rosa Fire, and this is about communication, Chief. I'm going to read you the question and have you respond. Our panelists here tonight, they're going to be giving us about 60 to 90-second answers to be able to get to as many questions as possible. Chief, with NCSL inconsistent, how will real-time alerts be disseminated? SRPD, Santa Rosa Police Department, has advised that we check their Facebook and Twitter, but these will not provide alerts as NCSL did. Facebook often bury updates that are older. What is the plan for what promises to be an early and terrible fire season? Chief Gosner.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we experienced as a city a problem with NCSL in the last 2 weeks as we're dealing with some issues in the city. And so we stopped using NCSL. It has since been fixed, but let me be clear. NCSL is not an alerting tool. NCSL is a information sharing device we will use for any kind of alert where you need to evacuate or pay attention. It will go out through SoCo Alert or the WEA, the Wireless Emergency System. So NCSL, while it is a good information sharing device or platform, it doesn't work all the time, just like a lot of things. So one thing we did in the city, and we recognize this, is if you go to Santa Rosa, you go to srcity.org/emergency, we have a running tally. I think it's up to 48 hours of all the fires within the city, all the fires that we respond to outside of the city as well if it's close to our city limits. So that's real-time information. You can always go to the webpage and see what fires are burning in the city at any time.
I was just going to say, Chief, real quick, though. So during an emergency, if there is a large fire in the city, how will folks be able to get the most up-to-date information? Will that be via emergency alert, or should they be paying attention to the Santa Rosa Fire Department, for example, Facebook page? Just real quick, what should folks do for the most for the latest information?
The latest information, I would listen to KSRO Radio. They do a great job reporting out. If it's a large fire that's burning through the community, KSRO will be on. Most of the fires we experience do not hit that magnitude. So it will be NCSL for information only, and if there's an action item, it'll be SoCo Alert or the Wireless Emergency WEA.
Thank you so much. That's Chief Gosner, Santa Rosa Fire. We're now going to be going to Chief Weber, the chief for Marin County Fire. Chief, this one's coming in from Bill. He lives in southern Marin. I'm going to talk about the question here now. In Marin County, Fire Chief Tom Welch from the Southern Marin Fire District and the City Council have made it mandatory to remove all high fire danger trees. How do I defend my family and property when the neighbors fail to be a good steward on their vacant land and that endangers our property? Let's go to Chief Weber, Marin County Fire.
So certainly a question we get a lot is my neighbor's trees, my neighbor's bushes are a big problem. Often we go out and we look at the property and we find that there's work to be done on those individuals' property as well. And again, when I talk about this being holistic, this isn't a single property that's causing a problem. We do encourage you to call your local fire agency out to take a look at this. Typically, mature trees do not need to be removed. It requires limbing and maintenance of mature trees. A lot of the litter and duff that comes off has to be cleaned up and picked up. The best choice is to work collaboratively with your neighbor to solve the problem, but your fire agency is there when that fails. And you need a mediator. Not that we enjoy mediating, but we are certainly out there to help educate everybody and understand that, you know, a parcel that isn't being maintained presents problems for the neighbors. But the best is to reach out directly, work together. If that fails, call us out. We'll advise. And, you know, often people say, my neighbor has a tree. Well, a single tree usually isn't an issue, but it should be maintained. The law allows us to enforce up to the fence line, and that can be challenging at times. But, again, working with your neighbor is the best solution.
Thank you so much, Chief. We're going to stick with you and then go back to Chief Gosner. We're talking with Chief Weber, Marin County Fire. This one is coming in from Daniel. What are the ways that fire risk is determined broadly by CAL FIRE or by a local fire agency? How are insurance companies also determining fire risk? So talk to us here, Chief. How do you determine what that fire risk is in communities?
So insurance companies are using the same data we have available to us, and we're looking at, you know, there's three primary drivers, fuel, topography, and weather that drive a wildfire. So when we look at assessment on a larger scale, a county, a community, we're looking at the fuel types, we're looking at the density of fuel, we're looking at the topography, and we're looking at when we have alignment with regular wind patterns, whether that be a north wind or an east wind or just a regular west wind pushing when the Central Valley needs to be cooled off and we're their air conditioner. So those are all the tools we use, GIS. I'd encourage anybody to visit our Community Wildfire Protection Plan in Marin to take a look at that. It's layers of data that's used to analyze that across and we can even go down to almost a parcel level now. But when we look at communities as a whole, we're looking at the fuel, the topography, and then general weather conditions that are typical in this Mediterranean climate. And that's how we drive our risk and threat maps.
Thank you so much. That's Chief Weber, Marin County Fire. We're going to go to Chief Gosner from Santa Rosa Fire. Chief, anything you want to be able to add to what Chief Weber just said? And then we're going to go to the insurance commissioner on a related question. Chief Gosner, Santa Rosa Fire, any addition?
Yeah, I would just add that you want to look at aspect as well. The southern aspect of any hill or mountain, you're going to get more sun, right? You get sun earlier and it stays on that aspect later, so you'll get the brush. Keep in mind, anytime we go into a drought, the brush gets stressed as well as the large timber, and that will die out until we get good rains, and it'll come back even thicker. So you want to just pay attention to the aspect as well.
Thank you so much. That's Chief Gosner, Santa Rosa Fire. We're now going to go to California's Insurance Commissioner. Mr. Commissioner, this question is coming in from the Mark West area in Sonoma County. My husband and I lost our home in the Tubbs Fire and are finally going to begin rebuilding this summer. We are naturally concerned with our ability to obtain insurance. Our neighbors in the Mark West Corridor area, they're about 4 miles from 101, have had mixed success at being able to secure traditional insurance. Can you please update us on what our rights are and the latest on the California Fair Plan insurance? Commissioner Lara.
Thank you. This is a concern I hear often. Many consumers are having problems obtaining insurance that they can afford. Not just in Sonoma County. I'm seeing parts of California where no insurance company will even return people's calls, much less write a policy. So For those of you that don't know, the FAIR Plan is the California's insurer of last resort. It is backed by insurance companies, not by taxpayers. They will write you a fire insurance. They will write you a fire insurance policy, even if nobody else will. But this is coverage only for fire. We have to reiterate, it's only for fire coverage. To get additional coverage that comes with comprehensive insurance policy or an HO3 policy, you have to buy additional wraparound coverage from an insurance company at an additional cost. Last year, I should say, I directed the FAIR Plan to modernize its homeowners policy, which had not changed in decades. In response, the FAIR Plan is in the process of increasing its available coverage limits to $3 million instead of $1.5 million. The effective date of that increase is scheduled for June 15th. The FAIR Plan is also going to begin accepting monthly payments and credit card payments without additional fees, which was another one of my requests. However, the FAIR Plan, I have to say, has sued the Department of Insurance to block my order that it add a full HO3 policy. That litigation is still ongoing, and so I can't comment on it further. But we want to make sure that the FAIR Plan steps up, modernizes, and provides a full comprehensive HO3 policy for homeowners, so that they do not have to buy the wraparound insurance that just increases the cost for California consumers that are being sent to the FAIR Plan. So, and also for those who have suffered a total loss, the law gives you a minimum of 2 automatic insurance renewals. Depending where you live, you may have additional protection against non-renewals for those who live in or near the Kincade fire perimeter. And that's under the law that I wrote in 2018. Again, we want to check those zip codes at insurance.ca.gov, and I will keep all you updated as this lawsuit continues, where we are fighting the FAIR Plan so that they can, provide you all with the comprehensive coverage that you all deserve.
Thank you so much, Mr. Commissioner. Mr. Commissioner, over 200,000 folks have now been non-renewed, is that right, across the state?
Yeah, that sounds about right. We continue to track numbers, and numbers keep changing as people either get sent to the FAIR Plan or getting dropped. So the numbers kind of vary as people are getting dropped and finding insurance in other places.
And it's been incredibly challenging for folks in rural California in particular, correct?
Absolutely. Rural California, our foothills, we're starting to see this, through the entire state. This is not a Northern California issue. This is a California issue that continues to be a big problem for so many of our Californians.
Thank you so much, Mr. Commissioner. We're going to be coming back to the Commissioner. You have a lot of questions on insurance tonight. We're grateful that you emailed us. We're going to go back to our fire chiefs. We're going to check in with Chief Weber from Marin County Fire. This one is coming in from San Rafael. The question is, it seems that when a trail in town or a fire road in open space is cleared, 6 months later there is a hedge of scotch broom. The native plants don't come back. The broom just dominates and spreads. Is there a way to suppress the broom or pull it up by the roots? Can you give us some advice, Chief Weber?
Yeah, so broom is certainly an enemy of any ground disturbing work, and it's one of the challenges we have is that the work we want should complement both a fire protection standpoint and an ecological standpoint, and that isn't easy, especially with broom. And even pulling broom, you'd just be pulling it forever. Typically, broom that starts to come back up and sprouts needs to be treated with some type of herbicide under an IPM program is probably the best way to have it not come back. But you need to be select in the work you're doing, and projects need to be treated really as capital investments, and that was one of our movements with the Marin Wildfire Prevention Authority. We didn't want to become the broom mowing police, and that really we have to look at all of these vegetation management projects as capital investments that you have to return year after year to make sure that the work was done is going to last. So if you're doing work, you should, and it's a public agency, and they have a solid IPM program, the use of a herbicide is probably the best choice. And then whatever the prescription is you're using should limit the ground disturbing work in areas where broom is prolific.
Thank you so much, Chief Weber, Marin County Fire. We're taking your questions. Hundreds of questions have been emailed in. We're grateful. We're now going to be going to Chief Gosner from Santa Rosa Fire. This one's coming in from Helen, Chief, and she lives in Windsor. She would like advice on what we should include in a to-go bag in case this happens again. I'm sure she was referring to the Kincade Fire. As you all remember, the Kincade Fire, over 200,000 Sonoma County residents were evacuated. Helen says, I was woefully unprepared last time and packed all the wrong things. All right, Chief Gosner, Santa Rosa Fire, set us straight. What should be in our to-go bag just in case a big fire hits us again in 2020?
Yeah, for me, you really need two or three changes of clothes. You need any medications that you might take. You need to bring pet food and your pets. You need it in this day and age with the COVID-19, I would bring your COVID mask. And you might want to put some trail mix or some sort of food in there just to kind of help you get by until we get settled. And then the big thing is, you know, any important documentation for your homeowner's insurance or whatever it might be. Don't forget your wallet. It's frustrating to replace all of that. If you leave your wallet, there's a lot that goes into that as well. So you don't need a tremendous amount, right? But you got to have enough to be able to survive for a couple of days, and then hopefully we can get you back into your house. As soon as we evacuate an area, our next mission is to get you back in as quick as we can, as safe as we can. So make sure you keep the essentials in your go bag and keep it simple, a flashlight. Make sure you got your keys to your car. And then one other item that people love to take and something that we have ready for us is family photo albums and things of that nature, things that you cannot replace.
Thank you so much. We're grateful. That is Chief Gosner, Santa Rosa Fire. We're going to be sticking with fire right now, and we're going to go to Chief Weber. Chief Weber, this one is coming in from Martha. Martha owns Mount Tamalpais Photography. Her question is simple and looking for your prediction. My question is whether we are in any less danger this year, 2020, than we were in 2017 due to weather, climate, brush clearing, PG&E action, or any other combination of factors. So, Chief, Martha wants to know, what is your prediction for the fire season in Marin County and the North Bay for 2020? Chief Weber.
So, I wish I had some good news here, but we don't. We recognize the climate's changing faster than we have been able to adapt to, and that's driving a lot of this. I was just looking on Predictive Services website, which is part of the Northern Operations, Cal Fire operations, and they're putting us in a severe drought for 2020, which we didn't see last year. So that's problematic in itself. And then on top of that, we've got the COVID piece to deal with. Some of the good news, I guess, if there is any, you know, PG&E has done some extensive work to start to isolate circuits for the power shutoff events and limit those in areas where they can. They continue to do that work. It's not going to be all complete this year. But they're hardening their infrastructure, which helps both with preventing fires as well as during power shutoff. So the outlook is not good for this year, the state is preparing. I know the Senator McGuire has been instrumental in making sure Cal Fire has the resources they need this year to be successful, and it's going to be a challenge. We recognize that, and with a climate that is unforgiving, we need to adapt. And as Chief Gosner mentioned, the Commissioner, Senator, a lot is happening on that front to protect all of you.
Thank you so much, Chief. We are still seeing more folks joining the town hall. We welcome you this evening. We're talking with Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara, the Chief of Marin County Fire, Chief Weber, as well as the Chief from Santa Rosa Fire, Chief Gosner. We're going to stick one last question for the Chiefs, and then we're going to go back to the Insurance Commissioner. Chief Gosner, this next question is in regards to wildfire safety requirements in neighborhoods. Will we start seeing different requirements in different neighborhoods for vegetation management? Will it be mandatory in the Santa Rosa city limits? Let's go to Chief Gosner.
Yeah, so we, with the fire code, we try to maintain the same codes as the county. So all the fire districts in the city are working off the same sheet of music. So the county has a chipper program, which you can sign up for, which means you cut the wood, you chip it. They bring a chipper, and then you chip it. Santa Rosa also has a limited chipper plant as well, and we focus on annual weed abatement. So right now we're doing 12,000 inspections a year just on weed abatement, which is different than vegetation management. So while we're all trying to get to the same area, it's very important that everyone do their part in terms of mowing your annual grasses, limbing trees, removing some brush, making sure that there's some defensible space. Remember, these fires, when they start and they're under the wind, the Tubbs Fire started in Napa County. The Kincaid Fire started way out in the geysers, and it almost burned right into, well, it did burn into Windsor a little bit into Hillsborough, and almost made it to Santa Rosa again. So there's, with the wind and the right conditions, these fires move out very quickly.
Thank you so much, Chief Gosner of Santa Rosa Fire. We're going to be now, we're going over to our insurance commissioner. Insurance commissioner, there's been a lot of discussion about controlled burns. And Greta writes in tonight, I really hope there will be talk about controlled burns being done to help mitigate future wildfires. They're known to help prevent wildfires when done properly. Please, please, please look into this. Mr. Commissioner, talk about controlled burns. What do you see out there, and how will that help with insurance? Commissioner Lara?
Here we go. Sorry, I was on mute. Over the last year, I have participated in nearly a dozen wildfire town halls, and this question has come up often as well. Prescribed burns reduce the hazardous fuels, and Governor Newsom made some major investments in the strategy in his 2019 budget. Also, it's important to note that California Air Resources Board has a new website that lists the upcoming control burns, and you can see those at arb.ca.gov. That's arb.ca.gov. I support action by local and state agencies like our fire chiefs to mitigate wildfire risk, including fuels management. You can also visit your local fire departments. I'm sure the chief, if they want to chime in, local fire departments for more information about upcoming control burns as well.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Commissioner. Let's go very quickly to Chief Weber, Marin County Fire. Any comment on control burns, the importance, and how effective they are? Chief Weber, quickly, then we're going to go to Chief Gosner. We're getting so many questions in for the insurance commissioner. We're going to be going back to Ricardo Lara momentarily. Chief Weber, quickly on controlled burns.
So from a landscape level, control burns are very effective. The indigenous people in both of these counties use them very effectively for a long time. The challenges in and around communities, that presents some air quality issues. It also is a challenge for control around homes. So there is a place for them, and I certainly support them, and we do them. And I'll pass it on to Chief Gosner.
Chief Gosner.
Yeah, it's very difficult for the city of Santa Rosa to do any kind of control burn within city limits. There's just too many houses that are around. You know, when they used to do it, the indigenous people, you know, 100 years ago there was 1.2 million people in California. We have over, you know, we got close to 40 million people in the state now. So it's just not as easy. And then you throw in the Environmental Protection Agency and the Air Resource Board and environmentalists. So it's just not as easy to do as much as we need to, but they are very important where we can do them.
Thank you so much, Chief Gosner. Commissioner Lara, we are getting a significant amount of questions in. There have been about six questions that have come in, Commissioner, about smoke damage. And as you know, and you've been so involved with, whether it's the Kincaid Fire, the North Bay Firestorm, and the Tubbs Fire, a lot of homes may not have burnt down, but they received significant smoke damage. And our next question is this. I've seen numerous situations where policyholders are not made whole, even when the home is uninhabitable due to smoke contamination. Talk us through this, because we're talking literally hundreds upon hundreds of folks in Sonoma County have been impacted by this, and I know you've been focused on it.
Thank you. No, absolutely. You know, I have Joe Lauscher here from the department who has also been working seriously on this issue and want to give him an opportunity to chime in. Joe, are you on?
Yes, I am, Commissioner. Thank you. And thank you to Senator McGuire for your hard work as well. Smoke damage claims are among the most difficult for the consumer and for the insurer, honestly, to determine the extent of damage. There isn't a standardized protocol for handling such claims, and really it becomes a negotiation in many instances between the homeowner and the claims adjuster as to exactly how the damage will be remedied or how much damage there has been. You know, the homeowner very often wants all soft materials removed and replaced, and including as much as the insulation that's there under the roof and all the carpeting and drapes and clothing, bedding, all of that. Insurers often counter with saying, you know, they're just going to do a cleaning of the home. So it's really something where you have to stand up for, you know, your belief in what kind of damage you suffered and come to some kind of reasonable conclusion about bringing in expertise to look at the damage and determine if the home has been cleared and is a healthy environment for the homeowner to move back in. It's one where we encourage you to call the Department of Insurance. And, you know, the commissioners mentioned using our consumer services because so often these end up in a struggle between the claimant, the homeowner, and the insurance company. So, again, that's one of our call us at 800-927-4357 for these difficult smoke claims.
Thank you so much. Great information. Mr. Commissioner, any other items you want to add on smoke damage?
I would just say, you know, again, like we were saying, insurance companies are required to investigate claims by smoke damage and determine if the home has suffered damage from a fire. So, again, it's imperative that you have, in these unique circumstances, give us a call, and we'll walk you through your policy and walk you through what your options are.
Thank you so much, Mr. Commissioner. Thank you so much to Joe Lauscher as well. All right, we're going to go back to our fire chiefs. Then we're going to be going to a question on PG&E. We're getting a lot of PG&E questions here tonight. This is going to go to Chief Gosner, and, of course, we're going to hear from Chief Weber from Marin County Fire as well. I'd say 36 questions easily tonight about overgrown lots and vegetation management. Let's go to the question. It seems that everywhere I look, I see overgrown lots and towns along the highway and along county roads. There does not appear to be any mitigation happening to remove or diminish the fuel component. What are towns and the counties doing to mitigate this? And if I have a complaint, who do I talk to? Is it my city council? Is it my local fire department? Let's go to Chief Gosner first from Santa Rosa Fire about weed abatement, overgrown lots, and let's go to then Chief Weber. A lot of questions, Chief Gosner.
Yeah, for the city of Santa Rosa, we focus on our weed abatement, which is those annual grasses that you're talking about. We prioritize by hitting the high fire severity zones first, so that's the hilly mountainous terrains of Fountain Grove, Skyhawk, Oakmont area, and then we work down into the flats where there's less of a risk. If it is in the city, I urge you to call the fire department. It's 543-3500. We will log it, and we will send somebody out to take a look at it. We do over 12,000 inspections a year just for weed abatement. If it's in the county, you're going to want to call your local fire district. So if you don't know where that is, you can always call us, and we will help you determine where you're at, but while it appears that nothing is being done, there's a tremendous amount of work being done in the city and in the county, and even on the highways. They were mowing Highway 12 just the other day with two huge mowers. So while work is getting done, it's slow. It doesn't ever seem like it's happening, but it does happen. One thing that did slow us up a little bit was we had some late rains. We had, you know, an inch and a half of rain, and you can't get tractors out in the ground when it's wet. So part of it is the grasses need to cure. If you're mowing green grass, you're going to come back in 2 weeks and remow the green grass. So we wait for it to turn on those bigger lots, so when we mow it, we only have to mow it once. But there is a lot of work. If you do have questions, please reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to help. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's quickly go to Chief Weber on weed abatement. A lot of questions on weed abatement, a lot of frustration out there, neighbors upset with neighbors. Chief Weber, who do folks call?
Yeah, and I would say, Senator, we share the frustration, especially with non-owner-occupied lots. They are a challenge. We've spent as much as 40 hours of personnel time on a single lot. Like Chief Gosner said, we're 20-plus thousand inspections annually in Marin. And that presents a lot of challenges when we have non-compliance. One of the parts of Measure C is to create an abatement team that would help expedite those abatements and the enforcement arm of what we're doing. But, again, it goes back to, and I think the importance of, we haven't mentioned FireWise communities on the call tonight. It is so critical that neighborhoods get together, form FireWise communities. Peer pressure is a wonderful tool with neighbors. It's also very helpful to meet, especially when we have senior neighbors that we're helping them. They may need a little extra help, a little extra muscle to do some of this work. They may need help evacuating. We've got to get FireWise communities established so neighbors can help neighbors and, again, participate in that holistic approach.
Thank you so much, Chief Weber. We've been getting a lot of emails here this evening on PG&E, the challenges that Northern California faces, how we got here, and what the state is going to do to hold Pacific Gas and Electric accountable. So let's just deal with it quickly, and then we're going to go back to our insurance commissioner. The reason why I believe that we're here with PG&E is, number one, the lack of investment and mismanagement by the corporation itself. They haven't installed or invested in grid hardening and vegetation management and modernization. I think the second reason we're here is the lack of supervision and enforcement by the California Public Utilities Commission. They're responsible for holding PG&E accountable, and instead of being a watchdog, they've turned into, at times, a lapdog. I will say they've changed that tune significantly since the power shutoffs and having this fantastic new chairperson. And I think the third reason why PG&E is in the position that they're in, we're facing a new climate reality in California. Climate change has finally caught up with the utility. In 2012, 15% of PG&E's service territory, 15% were in an elevated fire risk zone. Today, it's half. Half in their entire service territory is now in an elevated fire risk zone. So the state has been ratcheting down and holding PG&E accountable, linking executive pay to safety, establishing a brand new safety agency that's responsible for overseeing their grid hardening and their veg management and their modernization. We've forced utilities to set aside $5 billion to be able to expedite that grid hardening. And of course, we've been forcing them to be able to pay off those wildfire survivors. And you're going to see some difference here as we enter power shutoff season. PG&E has told the state that they'll be reducing their footprint for power shutoffs event by about 33% this year. How are they going to do that? Number one, they're deploying dozens upon dozens of generators to over 40 substations to be able to keep substations online. Those 40 substations were the hardest hit in the power shutoffs last year. We're forcing them to keep those substations up and running. We're forcing them to be able to move forward on additional clearance of their lines from high-risk trees. They've conducted 939 miles of 12-foot clearance of lines. They have an end-of-year target of 1,800 miles. They're now over halfway there. They've completed about 105 miles of hardening the line. They need to get to 241 miles by the end of the year. And we're also making them sectionalize their grid, meaning that when there is a power shutoff, they actually have a switch that would keep portions of San Rafael or Santa Rosa or Mill Valley or Windsor on because they've installed sectionalization devices. They've not done that in the past. They're now doing that. We have a long way to go. It has been an incredible challenge I'll share with you, but a lot of work has gone into PG&E and more to come. We're now going to go back to our insurance commissioner. Mr. Commissioner, we keep receiving questions about how fire risk is determined by insurance companies. We heard a bit about that from the chief, but I want to give you your take. What is the? How do people actually get a hold of an insurance company's analysis about renewing or non-renewing their insurance policy, and where does that analysis live? Can you fill us in? Because I think that's a mystery for so many homeowners.
Yeah, you know, each insurance company creates its own list of underwriting eligibility standards to determine which homes are willing, it is willing to write or renew. Those standards include an array of criteria that vary from one insurer to the next. Some common considerations for underwriting include, for example, the age of the home, the effective age of the plumbing, heating, and electrical systems, the condition of the roof, the loss history of the applicant or insured, the fire protection rating of the local fire department, characteristics of the property that may create a hazard, for example. As mentioned earlier, wildfire risk scores can play a greater role in analyzing the fuel load, the trees, the brush, and other vegetation, slope, and accessibility of your property. I believe there should be a requirement for insurance companies to write a home that has hardened against wildfires, and I'm pushing legislation on that to mandate that if you do all the proper hardening, that an insurance company must write you a policy. It is a fair thing to do, especially if you spend thousands of dollars hardening your home, that you should be guaranteed coverage in the admitted market and not have to go to international companies or be sent to the FAIR plan where your coverage is not comprehensive. So I would say look to your local fire departments for more information about how you can handle the risk on your own property, and also continue to advocate with your local leaders for community mitigation standards, essential fire services, and enforcement of property maintenance rules. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. This is going to be the last question for the Commissioner. We're going to be wrapping up here in just about 2 minutes. We have one final question for the Commissioner, along with Chief Weber and Chief Gosner. Commissioner, this is coming back to the issue of non-renewals. We have received dozens of questions tonight about non-renewals. Number one, how are non-renewals legal? This next email comes in. I've heard the horror stories of people having to pay six times the price to get a new policy after a fire has taken place. She says, basically, I'm just handing the money that I'll never be able to access unless my home burns down. Can you talk to us about that? Because that's a huge frustration for so many in Sonoma and Marin counties.
Absolutely. First, you know, we review companies to make sure that they have sufficient reserves to pay, you know, your claims, and so and reserves to pay losses, right? So even in the Tubbs and Camps fires, we only saw one smaller company really have problems, and that was because it was over-concentrated in Paradise, I would say. And in general, insurance companies might not, you know, also try to figure out how are we trying to make sure that they have enough of the revenue to be able to continue to do business. And so as we look at what non-renewals are doing, we have to do what we can to ensure that that we provide the statutory authority for the Department of Insurance to be able to, you know, stop these non-renewals, to be able to give you some consumer protections so that, you know, essentially agree that the company should tell you what you need to do to keep your policy, for example. And it's a big frustration, and you hear in my voice the this concentration of the fact that we have to rely on the companies to, you know, tell us that they're going to, you know, not renew in these areas, but we have no authority to be able to mandate that they, you know, not renew your policy. And then we're left with trying to figure out how we provide these policies for our consumers that are actually affordable. So, you know, there's no specific requirements or protocols that insurance companies must follow in setting their underwriting standards beyond following broad requirements of the law that their actions must not be unfairly discriminatory. This essentially means that they must consistently follow a set of standards, and those standards must be based entirely on objective measures of risk and not other unrelated biases. But if you're in this situation and receive a non-renewal notice, I would urge you and ask you to, you know, first call your insurance company, see if there's any steps you can take to fix the problem and possibly keep your policy. And you know, if you're not happy with that outcome, please contact the department so that we can make sure the company followed the laws and its guidelines until we get stronger consumer protection against non-renewals in the legislature that gives the authority to the Department of Insurance to force companies to provide policies, especially for homes that have done everything that we've asked them to do. Harden your home, create the defensible space. You know, that is the greatest incentive that we can give people in California to do the right thing to their properties, to mitigate their properties and their communities if we guarantee them coverage and not get dropped by their companies. Unfortunately, I don't have the tools or the statutory authority to mandate that insurance companies do that.
And, Mr. Commissioner, I know we're running short on time. You are advancing legislation this year to be able to turn that narrative around. I know this has been so critical for you to be able to put the power back into the hands of consumers and not within those insurance corporations. You want to talk about that? Because I know this has been a personal mission of yours.
Exactly. You know, we've introduced legislation to say that, you know, let's come up with community-wide mitigation standards, because it also matters, and our fire chief, you know, working with them, if you have done everything to mitigate your home at the parcel level, what else do we need to do at the community-wide mitigation level to look at what can we do as a community to bring down that risk, allow for insurance companies to come back in, provide that coverage that is critical, and also for those properties that have done absolutely everything that they've been asked to do, that they are guaranteed coverage in the market, and also these fire risk scores, that we have some transparency in these fire risk scores so that our constituents and our consumers understand how they got this number, what was the algorithm that were used to get you to this point, and also give consumers the opportunity to mitigate their score, to mitigate their property, so they could bring the risk score down. And the last thing I would say about these fire risk scores is we want the opportunity to, as a third-party regulator, look at these fire risk scores to see, open this black box and see how they're determining what these scores are, so there's more transparency for the consumers and for the state.
Mr. Commissioner, thanks for all your hard work. That's Commissioner Ricardo Lara. We are so grateful for his advocacy on behalf of homeowners and consumers across this state. We're going to go to our last question for Chief Weber. Chief, you're going to have to fight fires in a pandemic, and we're going to need to evacuate folks in a pandemic. Chief Weber, talk to us about the working plans for shelters. How does firefighting change in the era of the coronavirus? And what should folks expect if they are evacuated, and what will shelters look like? Chief Weber.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Yes, this is certainly an unprecedented time, both on a federal level as well as the state with CAL FIRE are working through these details. We're taking lessons learned. The Quail Fire over in Solano County had evacuations the other day. We're going to learn from that. We're going to continue to build on those things. What people can expect is probably more shelters, people spread out in those shelters, the need for masks, social distancing. Meals would be, you know, take and walk instead of a meal line. Those are the things you can expect, not unsimilar to what you're seeing across the entire nation now. So we're preparing, and we ask that everybody's patient and work with us as these things come down, and we'll keep our fingers crossed.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much. That's Chief Weber, Marin County Fire. We're going to go to our final question for Chief Gosner, Santa Rosa Fire. We've had about a half dozen questions tonight, Chief, about Highway 12. And that's the primary evacuation route through the Sonoma Valley. Here's what Brent asks. Given that high winds normally are present during a firestorm, and this corridor is lined on both sides and several stretches with large overhanging trees, what is the plan with dealing for a blocked evacuation path due to fallen trees or branches? Final question, Chief Gosner, Santa Rosa Fire.
Yeah, we live in a beautiful area. That corridor is beautiful. It's a scenic byway, and we have these discussions with Caltrans. It's a Caltrans piece of property that has to deal with that. If a tree comes down, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to cut it out of the way and make sure we can get in and you can get out. Now, that it depends on the size of the tree and what that looks like or how quick it can happen, but we don't have an option of letting a tree limb or a tree fall and just stop us in our tracks. So it might take some time to get that open, but we will get it open so we can get in and you can get out, and then we will obviously be calling CHP and Caltrans to clear the rest of the roadway. It is a challenge that we all experience, but it's something that we have to be prepared for. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chief Gosner. We are so grateful, Chief Gosner, Chief Weber. We're going to go to quick closing comments from each. We are just about the end of our telephone town hall with Ricardo Lara, our insurance commissioner, Chief Weber from Marin County Fire as well, Chief Gosner from Santa Rosa Fire. Closing comment, Chief Weber, what do you have to say? Final word.
Just that, you know, fire season is about a partnership. The fire service is here to help you. As the insurance commissioner stated, use us as a resource. Please reach out to us. We're here to help you, and we thank you for your support as we move into this unprecedented time in fire season.
Thank you so much, Chief Weber. Grateful for your incredible work on behalf of Marin County and Northern California. Chief Gosner, final word from Santa Rosa Fire.
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for listening. Look, fire season's here. We have to be prepared, so pay attention to the weather. If you live in Sonoma County, please sign up for SoCo Alert. That is the one way we are going to, one of the ways we are going to contact you throughout Sonoma County and the city of Santa Rosa. You know, prepare your home and prepare your neighbors. If you have elderly neighbors or family that you need to make contact with, please make sure that they are doing okay and prepared for when the fire weather really hits. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Chief. Grateful for all your work, sir. We're now going to go to closing comment from California's insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lara.
Thank you, Senator McGuire. Look, it's safe to say you are ready for your next career in radio. You're doing such a great job. I want to just take a moment to thank you and thank the fire chiefs for always working with our department and ensuring that we do everything we can to protect our consumers against insurance companies. I also want to just highlight that, you know, unfortunately during these times, either a pandemic, a fire, or a flood, unfortunately, you know, many people become victims of insurance fraud. And so I want people to be on the lookout for any fraudulent activity that is going around. And if you feel that you've been a victim of fraud, and this is not just on your personal property HO3 policy, but your health care, workers' compensation for businesses, et cetera, please give us a call. We have an office in Benicia, our Golden Gate office, that services our communities in Santa Rosa and Marin counties. So please feel free to give us a call, and you can tell us what your concerns are, and we get a lot of those tips where we recover, you know, thousands, if not millions of dollars on behalf of consumers every year. So please know that we're here. Our staff are ready to assist you. We speak multiple languages, and we're ready to help you with your insurance needs. And please, everyone, stay safe. Take care of yourselves. Take a moment to, just take care of yourself, please, because we're going to get – the only way we get through this is together, please, again, call us at 1-800-927-4357, or you can reach us at insurance.ca.gov. Thank you.
Mr. Commissioner, thank you so much for your partnership tonight. Thank you to Chief Gosner, Chief Weber, Santa Rosa Fire, Marin County Fire. And just to let you know, California is investing record resources to be able to combat the growing threat of mega fires here in the state. We're going to be hiring an additional 493 Cal Fire firefighters over the next 4 years. We're replacing all of our Vietnam-era helicopters with night-fighting Blackhawks. We're bringing in seven new C-130 cargo planes from the Coast Guard, transitioning them to the biggest fire bombers in the sky, and we're investing $1 billion in vegetation management to be able to reduce fire load in California communities. That's going to continue here in the years to come, despite the economic challenges that we're facing. To get a hold of our insurance commissioner and to be able to ask any questions or report any concerns, 1-800-927-4357, right there at the Department of Insurance. We're going to be posting a recording on the Department of Insurance website of this town hall. We'll also be providing a copy to Marin County Fire and Santa Rosa Fire so you can listen to it here in the days to come and become better prepared for fire season. Thank you all for tuning in tonight to this telephone town hall on wildfire preparedness and insurance hosted by our insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lara. We're now going to be adjourning. Stay safe and stay strong, North Bay. Thank you so much for joining. We're now going to be concluding our teleconference broadcast.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Executive Teleconference Service. We now disconnect.